Hey, Pinkies, it's the Faye Driver. So I'm just popping in here to introduce, I swear now, this will be the last of the Pride 48 adventures that you'll hear about. There'll be no more talk about Pride 48. Because I'm sure you're sick and tired of it. So, just one last trip in the Pride 48 shuttle for you to listen to. All right, here we go.
I'll give you something later.
Honk!
I'm talking about money.
Oh!
Just give Adam your room key.
I'll give you something later, too. Mr. Brandon sent me a... What is that called? Twitter thing.
Are you coming today or tonight?
Or both?
Anytime you want me to.
Coming this afternoon. So is he performing afternoon? Some way, sorts, or other?
I'm sure. What would you like for him to do?
I'm not saying I want him to do anything. I'm just saying, is he just there to be eye candy at a pool party? Or what do porn stars do at something like this?
Well, I'm not quite sure what the laws are, and
well, he does have his inappropriate pool parties,
right? But I don't know that
I've never like. So I've been to I've gone to bathhouses.
This is not a bathhouse.
No, I know what this is.
Okay,
let me finish.
Okay, I'll let you finish.
I've gone
shut
to bathhouses where they'll have like such and such porn star is going to be performing or something, and I always wonder, well, what the hell are they? What are they doing? Are they doing like a live sex show? Or, I mean, I've never been there when there's been a porn star there, only just when there were normal people.
One of our friends went to a pool party one time. There's a pool party out there that Michael was at, and something happened, and so he ended up across town or something, throwing his own party. And Don went to that.
Hey, you changed.
I did.
And
no puppet master.
No. One of the performances was.
Don't I want to go low key?
Well, you know, it's all.
Like right up on the stage.
So that is what they do.
It is what it is.
Well, I guess that's what they
say.
Do best.
Right.
Which I hate. Did you just say it is what it is?
Yeah.
So did I.
No, it depends on the local laws and the whatever the
I could never be a porn star.
Oh yes, you could.
Whatever the people paying the bill want you to do.
Well, I mean, I get on cam for money, but I mean, that's like I've said. You can say,
don't you?
I do.
What did you say?
I get on webcam for money.
Oh. Do you have a free like 5 minutes promo code you can give me?
I don't have any promo codes. You can see me naked for free. I just can't. Well, it's a little bit different. The site that I work on, and I don't work on there very often because I'm usually really busy. And to get any clientele, you really need to do it fairly often so you get regulars. But when I first started, you couldn't get naked in the public room. You could only flirt with people and try to get them to go private. Now they allow you to get completely naked. The only thing you can't do in the public room is insert anything or come, but you kind of, they have a tipping system, so if people tip you, they don't have to, I mean, you can stay naked the whole time if you want to, but I mean, if you stay naked the whole time, nobody's ever going to give you any money.
Right.
They're
going to figure that that's just what you do.
But they have various options. So they have private, you can tip, they have what's called party chat, where you can go into this special chat where people have to keep tipping, and then you can come in that. So there are all these different things that you can do.
Do you have a flow chart or a checklist that you need to follow?
They keep adding different kinds of shows and stuff. It's really more hassle than it's worth because you basically have to sit there and promote yourself the whole time, you know, they almost beg people to, because people just are cheap, and I understand, I mean, who has money? Mm-hmm. I mean, and if you can get it for free, then, I mean, why pay for it?
Well, if you have money, you'd probably be getting it somewhere else.
Right, I mean, you can get it in person if you have money.
Well, there's this one guy that I get emails from all the time. He's on X-Tube. He's, I want to say he's Triple X Large or Triple X Bulge or something on X-Tube. But he does a show, and he just brought in one of his friends to do a show with him. But it's his own site. Really large. Really large guy.
Yeah, I don't have anything like that to draw people. I just have.
Thank goodness.
Sorry, are you stressed?
No.
Are you in a hurry?
No, I'm just...
Ooh, a guy in the spa with a really
that
hot
That bugs the shit out of me
nice
when
body.
People just sit doing? There picking their nose.
But he told me I had a hot
You gotta give them a minute or so to get their act
right,
together.
Right, but I mean, when it's obvious nice they're not paying attention.
I've heard that the Luxor has a very nice sauna spa.
Really? I hadn't heard anything about it the entire yes. weekend.
Well, no, I heard it before we even got out here. Somebody was like, oh, make
well,
sure you go
the
to
only,
the spa.
Today's the first action I've got.
Oh, she doesn't know where she's going. That's
the first
the problem.
Day was people, were, a couple of guys were stroking, but nothing happened. Yesterday was a complete dud.
That old man.
Okay. Is that why you get in there so early in the morning? In the gym? Or do you just, or is it like you go to the gym then you go back to your room?
He doesn't drink, so he's up early.
No, I, you know, I don't normally get up early, but I had to run audio starting at 10
oh,
o'clock.
Right.
I had to be there at 9:30, so if I wanted to get the gym in, I had to go early enough so that I could spend a couple of hours and then have time to take a shower and be at the studio by 9:30.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm not normally an early riser, but because we're all on different time zones, I'm waking up earlier anyway because...
What are you in, Central?
Yeah, Central.
Okay. I've missed Central time zone so bad.
Do you?
Because I mean, I've explained it on the podcast before. It's the one time zone that the news comes on at 10 o'clock. That's your sign to go your ass to bed.
That's why you have 10 o'clock news in Eastern.
I only know of one station that has 10 o'clock.
How many fucking stations can you watch?
Well, back home we only had 3, 5, and 10.
Okay, and you watched all three of them at the same time?
All of them, the news came on at 10 o'clock. State news came on at, or national news came on at 5:30. State news came on at 6. Then they just put some kind of shit show in there at 6:30 to make up the time before prime time started at 7. And you watch your 3 hours of TV and go to bed.
There's 3 hours.
Okay, I didn't know where that was.
Jay Leno always comes on at 10:30. I was
yes.
at a different time zone. And he was on at like 11:30 or something. I think, man, that's weird.
Right.
When do you have to be at work?
When do you have to be at work?
Oh, I didn't realize that was 8.
And you're still a late night person?
Yeah.
You're young.
I just don't get a lot of sleep.
Ugh.
I've been trying to go to bed earlier recently because I'm getting old. And it catches up with me.
Those 33-year-olds are just...
But, 33 as well. I do that until it catches up, and then when
you hit a wall,
does,
right?
When it finally does catch up.
If
me,
I go to bed early, though, because I have to work, Walmart requires 45 hours a week.
45?
45, so I have to work 8 to 6. By the time I pick up my dog from my parents, because I leave her over at my parents' house during the day, and get, you know, go to the gym, do whatever... If I go to bed early,
sorry,
it's time for me to go to bed. So during the week, I can't do anything except work, eat, gym, sleep.
Yeah.
So if I don't stay up an hour or two after, you know, I'm done doing all of that, I feel like I've had no me time.
Right.
I would have never guessed this place was in this kind
of
area.
That's kind of the way it was when I was working for the alarm company. I worked from 2 p.m. to 10 p.m.
I think we missed it.
And... You know, by the time you get home, you're just so worked up. You're either pissed at somebody.
It was right. Not right.
You're
right.
Either so pissed off at the people that you've dealt with all evening, or you're just so, like, you know, stressed that you can't sleep. And I'm not one of those people that can run home from work and fall on the bed and go to sleep.
I can do that, but I just
that ain't
like I haven't had any time. called the Blue Moon?
Well, it's supposed to be on this road. I remember that.
The where?
We got off the road and went this way.
Should we be going straight? Or the way we were going?
Yeah, the way we were going.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And it should be on the right hand side.
Well, you're not doing too bad for a Canadian.
Oh my god.
Do y'all drive on the same side of the street as we do?
I don't know. Is this the right side of the street?
You drive on the right side. The only people that drive on the wrong side.
What's the number?
I think there are other countries.
Australia doesn't drive on the wrong side of the road.
No, but I thought there was India, maybe.
2651 Westwood Drive.
Well, you hadn't gone far enough.
It was a British colony.
2644
And this is Highland.
We're supposed to be on Westwood, though. Oh, there's Westwood over there.
Oh, okay.
How did you know that was Westwood over there?
Because I have eyes. I saw the sign.
There it is.
Oh, of course we can.
Can we get out?
No. We're trapped in this church or something.
You can go down. Well, once you get in this church, you can't go anywhere.
Well, Jesus loves you.
Hey!
And they want you to know.
I didn't know there were sunshades in this car.
No.
Did you do that?
I didn't know.
Oh, there's a half-naked guy in his car right there.
Yes, there is.
Oh, wow.
And another one.
Naked. Got a hot body. Naked chocolate man.
Well, stay dressed.
Stay dressed? All I've heard out of your mouth, Adam, was I'm going to go swimming naked.
That is not all you have heard out of my mouth.
You're right. I also have heard that the spa is $15 and it has bananas.
It's nice. I like hot tubs, okay? And naked.
That is nice.
I guess we should just park. Holy fuck, anywhere.
Holy fuck, anywhere. Oh, that is the Blue Moon.
I guess I could drop you nerds off.
Nerds?
15-minute loading
zone. Can you go
zone.
Up there and, like, parallel park over there?
In front of that red Audi? Why,
whatever
no, because there's a fire hydrant.
Whatever those circles
what
on
about
front of that
there? I'll park there.
Alright. Is that me?
So do you remember which car I really, really wanted from our conversation in the past?
You and me?
Yeah. Have we talked before? Yes.
When?
Because remember I told you that my dream vehicle was a Toyota Tacoma?
Oh, yes. Yes, I do remember that.
That guy brought a U-Haul to the resort? These are both hotels, unless he's moving out of this.
There you go.
That's